AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Pope Francis ends his visit to Cuba after celebrating Mass at Cuba's holiest shrine in Santiago. A few hours from now, his plane will touch down at Andrews Air Force Base in the Washington area. President Obama will be there to greet him. Republican presidential candidate Ben Carson blames what he calls PC culture for the fallout over his statement that he would not support a Muslim for president. He tells reporters in Ohio his views are being distorted.
Anybody of any religious faith whatsoever, if they embrace American values and they place our Constitution at the top level above their religious beliefs, I have no problem with them.
Carson says the issue is a theoretical question that's distracting from important problems facing the country. Senate Democrats block a GOP effort to ban most late-term abortions. Jerry Bodlander has more from Capitol Hill.
The vote was mostly along party lines.
The yeas are 54 and the nays are 42.
That's short of the 60 votes needed to advance the bill that would ban abortions after 20 weeks of pregnancy. This is Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell.
If an unborn child has reached the point where he or she can feel pain, that child's life deserves protection.
Democrats led by Harry Reid called the GOP effort the latest in a series of publicity stunts.
Designed to honor the political wish list of extremists.
Three Democrats voted with the GOP. Two Republicans broke with their party and voted no. Jerry Bodlander, Capitol Hill.
European Union interior ministers have approved a plan to relocate 120,000 migrants across Europe. The action follows a warning by the UN that only a few more days remain for the EU to come up with a coherent response to the flood of asylum seekers. Countries such as Croatia are already feeling that effect. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 262. This is AP Radio News. Volkswagen CEO has again apologized for the emissions scandal that has rocked the world's largest car maker. Martin Winterkorn says he is endlessly sorry that the company has lost the trust of its customers. The company admits software designed to beat U.S. emissions tests have been installed in 11 million diesel vehicles around the world. Jim Henry, senior editor at Auto Finance News, says Winterkorn and his company are in real trouble.
Those diesel owners are real true believers, and for them to be disillusioned, that is really going to stink.
VW has set aside more than $7 billion to fix the problem. It could also face fines in the billions of dollars. Joe Juranchitz, the man who stalked the Minnesota Vikings sidelines as Rangar the Viking for 21 years, out of a job. Team and its longtime unofficial mascot could not reach a deal on a new contract. Juranchitz, who was paid $1,500 for each home game, wanted a raise to $20,000 for each game. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.
So you're running out of closet space. The good news? You don't need to stop shopping. You just need to start selling with The RealReal. The RealReal is the world's largest and most trusted resource for authenticated luxury resale. Whether it's that mini bag that can't even fit your phone or those boots you never fully broke in, The RealReal handles everything from photography and copywriting to shipping and pricing. So you can just sit back, get paid, and make room for things that actually feel like you. And with 10,000 plus new arrivals every single day from top designers like Prada, Celine, Louis Vuitton, and Loewe, all for up to 90% off retail, you're bound to find something perfectly on brand to fill that extra closet space with. Plus, right now, you can get an extra $100 to shop when you sell for the first time. Make room for what feels like you. Go to TheRealReal.com to start selling and get your extra $100 to keep shopping at TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com. Terms apply.